This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight. Our guest today is Camila Mesa.
Vine a dibujarte flores en tu piel y vi cómo nace el río. Me dejaste abrazar tus alas sin miedo y me fui volando contigo. Ese instante, tu sombra se hace pequeña, a contraluz tu vuelo renace.
This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight. I'm very pleased to welcome to the show Camila Mesa.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's a real pleasure. Camila is a wonderful vocalist, guitarist, and songwriter, currently from New York City since 2009, when she moved there from her native Santiago, Chile.
Yeah.
And I should say perhaps that the reason we are having a chance to interview you here today is that as we are recording this interview in late February 2016, you're in Montana with Catharsis,
yeah,
fronted by Ryan Keberly, who's been on the program before.
Yeah.
And as I said, I think you've technically been on the program with right. one of Ryan's tunes, but we want to talk about your work here today. I think where I'd like to start, Camila, is before we even talk about music, mm-hmm. I'd like to kind of visit Santiago with you because I've never been there, and I know that many of our listeners, I'm sure, have probably been to Santiago or Chile or South America, but for those of us who have not, maybe just kind of start there in terms of, like, you know, just the culture you were brought up in,
yeah,
and then we'll kind of go from there to talk about, you know, how music became a part of that.
Yeah, well, it's funny because as I was arriving in the airplane, I saw all these beautiful mountains sparkled with the snow, and I was like, whoa, I totally feel like arriving home.
Oh.
Because, you know, we have the Andes mountain chain, and that sort of like surrounds all our country, and so mountains are totally part of my culture, you know. Mm. Like, so I kind of like, in a way, in Missoula and around here, I sometimes like I look around and it feels like home, you know, because in New York, for example, I don't get to see any mountains around, you know. In terms of music and culture, well, I was brought up in a family and an environment that was really diverse, and there was a lot of types of music around. My dad studied classical music, so that was around, and then my brother is a drummer, so he also he liked jazz and just like fusion and all that, so that also sort of influenced me. In terms of Santiago, the city, I also feel that it's like it's a city that is super active as well, you know. When I moved to New York, I mean, it still was some sort of shock because you're like coming from someone completely different. But at the same time, I came from a city, you know, so still like I got used to the rhythm in a way.
Yeah. It's very interesting to hear you say that, because I think that musicians oftentimes tune into the rhythm of whether it's a city, a place, people's speech.
Yeah.
I've often said that I try to tune into people's sense of humor. There's a rhythm to their humor.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Santiago, I mean, I feel it's like a really beautiful place. Every time I get to go there like once a year and reconnect with family and friends, and it's always great, and the food is amazing.
Yeah, for some reason I wanted to get, in the back of my mind, I was thinking, but what about the food?
Are you like a foodie?
Oh, a little bit. I mean, I'm just like kind of, I would think that would be a big part of what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah, we have amazing empanadas and like soups and a lot of things made with corn. Like, I don't know if you know tamales.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, so we have like a version of tamales that we call humitas. Whoa, that's like, it's so good. Every time I go there, like, I have to have one.
Set it up in your hand. Take a look at this land.
I want to go back to a quote I saw in your bio, always the musician of the class in high school. And there's a picture of you, I love this, there's a photo of you on your website of you in your school uniform standing, playing guitar in front of a Marshall stack of amplifiers,
that's
a la
hilarious.
Jimmy Page or Jeff Beck or something.
Yeah. So it was totally like my rock years. I did that sort of like as a joke for myself, you know. It's a funny little thing in my website. Yeah, like I would go to rehearse after school. That was like my life. I was like, okay, when is school like finishing? Because I really want to go play, you know? And I had my band, so that was the rehearsal space. That wasn't my amp, like that was there. But yeah, I would go like finish school, go there and rock on, you know? Because like those were my rock years, actually.
And you were very influenced by that music.
Yeah, I mean, I think like in a way, musically, as a guitarist, I feel that one of my first references was Jimi Hendrix, actually. Then I got like into Pat Metheny and, you know, John Scofield, and sort of like from there kind of like started digging deeper into the jazz history and tradition. And so, yeah, it was like the transition from rock to jazz, and then I mean, right now I feel like after a long time I feel like I'm able to sort of embrace all of the influences that I actually have and create like my own musical perspective. That's sort of like what I've been trying to do, and with this record I feel like in a way I'm able to embrace all of that, which is really cool.
And I assume you were also influenced by Chilean music and musicians as well.
Right Yeah, sometimes it's funny because you take that it comes like with you so naturally that you don't even like say that I'm influenced by that, because it is, you know.
Yeah.
It's like musicians that sing on subways or like, you know, all that, like there's a lot of that in Chile, and like everybody's like playing outside. And yeah, my sister also, with my sister we had like some folklore lessons when we were like really young. We both played guitar, acoustic guitar. Everything has been like sort of very in an osmosis way, you know, kind of listening to a lot of things and just absorbing.
Little space we can always come back.
This is John Floridas. You're listening to Musicians Spotlight. I'm speaking today with Camila Mesa. Camila, I wanted to ask about the journey to New York, how that came about and what inspired you to make that move and you know, how that journey in the last 5 years has been for you.
Yeah. So after I finished school, I always had this like little like need in my soul to travel, like to learn from other cultures, like people, like sort of, you know. Mm-hmm. And so an opportunity was presented to me to go play at a cruise ship. So I did that for like 5 months. That's a kind of like a crazy story because, yeah, you can get crazy a little bit inside a ship for that long. But the gig was good, you know, like it paid well and I was able to save a lot of money. So after that, I decided to go to New York. I was like, I felt that I wanted to see like all what I've been hearing about, I wanted to like experience it in like first person. Mm-hmm. So I went there without like necessarily an idea of staying. Like I was, oh, okay, I'm going to spend a month and a half just like visiting jazz clubs and getting to hear all these amazing musicians that I love hearing in records. Like they're all here, so, you know.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that happened. And I actually, the unexpected part of that trip was that I actually really fell in love with the city and the environment and like the energy. I felt that, whoa, if I live here, I would be in such a creative mode all the time that it would be so great for my music. And so I decided when I came back from that trip to Chile to apply to the New School, which is where I studied for 4 years. And it was amazing because, you know, those are those moments in your life where you're just not thinking so deeply. You're just doing things from intuition, like mm-hmm. this is where I need to go. Like if it happens, I have no idea how I'm going to do it, you know, because that means I need to leave my family. I need to leave everything, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to do it. So I remember the email, like, you've been accepted and you got like a scholarship. And I was like, what? So crazy. And yeah, from like September to January, my life changed. And then I moved to New York and yeah, like that whole other story. And yeah, I mean, I feel it's been great. I've grown so much as a musician and as a person. I mean, like the circumstance of, you know, going away from your like comfort zone, it mm-hmm. just like makes you grow so much and like confront yourself in different situations, meet so many people that, you know, teach you like things. So yeah, this has definitely been an amazing trip.
And you started on that journey, you were pretty young woman. You're 23 or so.
23,
When you moved over here.
Yeah.
And you've been over here for how long?
7 years.
Seven years now.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I mean, at the same time, it's young, but I feel that I was already in a place in my music development where I felt that I needed to start playing and not only being in school. You know, I think that also. It was good for me because to move here, like to move to New York at 23 and not 18, for example.
I see, yeah.
Because, yeah, I mean, I got to this school and some of my classmates were like 18. Kind of like, oh, this is crazy. Yeah, and like in America, kids play from like 8 or something. They're like killing it. So, yeah, that was like a big like... in your face, kind of, okay, you need to like really start practicing and all that. Yeah, so, but at the same time, I felt that I knew what I wanted, so it felt like focused, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I know that I need to learn, I know that I need to keep working, I know that I need to create. So it was like a really good age, I feel.
you sing? How can you jubilate sitting in cages, never taking wing? Outside the sky waits beckoning, beckoning, just beyond the bars. How can you remain staring at the rain, maddened by the stars? How is it you sing anything? How is it you sing? Green finch, linnet, bird, nightingale, blackbird, how is it you sing? Whence comes this melody constantly flowing? Is it rejoicing or merely hallowing? Are you discussing or fussing or simply dreaming? Are you crowing? Are you screaming? Ring, dove, and robinette, is it for wages? Singing to be sold? Have you decided it's safer in cages? Singing when you're told?
Camila, I have to ask you about your style and the way that you incorporate your guitar playing with your songwriting. Well, not just your songwriting, in any time that you perform, your arrangements as well of songs by other folks. It's almost pianistic to my ears, the accompaniment. I mean, this is not simple root position chords and then singing melodies on top of it. The accompaniment, the guitar playing in and of itself is... could stand alone on its own. Could stand awesome. On its own to be able to sing these very approachable melodies on top of this rather complex guitar stuff that you make seem pretty seamless.
Yeah, that's a good observation. That's great. Yeah, I feel that, I don't know if it's been so conscious process, but I feel that in a vocal way, I've always been attracted to songs and the message and, you know, conveying like the story and being able to connect in a very deep, you know, level with anybody that listens to music, you know, not necessarily like the connoisseurs, you know. But at the same time, my ear also like asks for, in a way, like quote unquote sophistication, you know, in a way, that could be the balance that you're talking about, like the idea of singing a song, but at the same time playing, you know, more intricate things underneath so that it actually becomes like more interesting and more appealing to the ear in a way that you are constantly sort of dragged into it and you don't necessarily know what's going to happen next, you know? It's been a great... a fun process also to connect these two instruments, like voice and guitar, into like this, the whole body of work that I'm doing and try to at the same time leave space for my instrumental needs as well, you know, because I mean improvisation, it's like it's necessary for me, you know. So in all my tunes, most of my tunes, I tend to leave that space where it's like, you know, the unknown, you know. And I try to approach my singing as well in a I would say in a jazzy way, in the way that like every time I want it to be different, you know? I wanted to sort of like be able to connect in that moment with what's happening with the rest of the musicians and be ready to react on the voice and on the guitar, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. That's
it's working.
Awesome.
This is John Floridis. You're listening to Musicians Spotlight, and we're speaking today with Camila Mesa. CamilaMesa.com is the name of her website. I'm going to spell that for listeners. CamilaMeza.com. CamilaMesa.com. And we should also mention Traces is the name of the most recent project, which, as we are speaking here again in late February, is on the verge of being released, and we'll be hearing some music from that on the program here.
Yeah.
So. Great. What a treat. What a wonderful journey you've had with your music. And great to talk shop with you and have you as a guest on Musician
Thank
Spotlight.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Yes.
I can love.
This is John Floridis. You've been listening to Musicians Spotlight. Our guest today has been Camila Mesa. If you'd like to contact us, you can do so through the Montana Public Radio website, mtpr.org, as well as through our own website, musicianspotlight.org. And you can also find us on Facebook as well. Our program is now available as a downloadable podcast from those websites, as well as through iTunes. Special thanks to the Daily Jazz Series for this interview. Musicians Spotlight is a production of Montana Public Radio.